So, if you transform variables by making everything dimensionless in terms of a typical velocity, a typical density, and a typical length, and rewrite the equation in terms of scaled variables, you will find that you get a coefficient which has no dimensions and is independent of the units in which you use to express things, which multiplies the number del squared v. It multiplies the term del squared v. And when you read discussions of computational fluid dynamics, they will always talk about the Reynolds number. And the Reynolds number is essentially the inverse of viscosity in dimensionless units. So it's the typical density times the typical velocity times the typical length divided by the viscosity. And so now if you look up your viscosity, I mean, if you have any intuition as to the meaning of viscosity, we know that the high viscosity means that whatever thing you have has a high resistance to movement in it. So if you have treacle, I mean, if aircraft flew in treacle, they would have a lot of viscosity. There would be a lot of resistance to the movement of that aircraft. Now, aircraft fly in air, which have very small resistance to movement, so which is force. Remember, the viscosity came in as the force term. It's when you have air flowing over a wing, the viscosity is the term which effectively is the force on the air. It's the tangential force. And so we know intuitively that air has a very low viscosity and treacle has a very high viscosity, well, a comparatively high viscosity. So the most important feature of CFD is that the most interesting application, which is where the fluid is air, corresponds to the case where the viscosity is very low. And so now viscosity has units, so it will depend on whether you measure things in miles or centimeters or what have you. So we use Reynolds number, which has no units. So aircraft have Reynolds numbers which are measured in the millions. I don't know, 10 million or 100 million. Very, very large. So this Reynolds number is, say, 10 to the 7th to 10 to the 8th for a real aircraft. And it will turn out that if aircraft flew in treacle, they may not fly very well, but it would be very easy to calculate that they didn't fly very well. The fact that they fly in air means they fly well, but they're very hard to calculate.